And hello everybody, well thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Adam Smith Connor. Sorry, the typo in the title, it's not Connors. So he is a British man who's on trial for a thought crime, and I mean literally a thought crime. What was going on inside his head? Wow. In a public place. There he was, not harming anyone, not even saying anyone to anything, and he's on trial. It is sickening. It's hard to believe, but it's true. He's still sub judice. Hopefully, he'll be found not guilty because he hasn't done anything wrong at all. This is a victimless crime. So I'm afraid bigots are depriving people of their rights as well as depriving people of their lives. Adam Smith Connor is someone of immense moral courage who recognized that he did something truly terrible many years ago. Was it 22 years ago? And because he's such a decent person, he's conscience-stricken about that. And he's tried to purge his guilt and to save children. So there he was defending his children in his own quiet way. And then he was arrested. There's supposedly harassment going on in these places. The only harassment is of human rights activists like Adam Smith Connor by the police and by the abortion industry. So some truly pernicious legislation has made it onto the statute book. But these are bylaws just in local areas like Birmingham, Richmond upon Thames, criminalizing peaceful demonstrations, helping women in difficult situations if you do it within a certain distance of an abortion clinic, human slaughterhouse, to be more accurate. So, wow. So the United Kingdom has got little claim to be a free country. Now, shockingly, this oppressive legislation is going to be expanded to the whole of England. North Britain's already got it. So taking away people's rights, well, what should we expect from those who want to murder little children and have the temerity to call it healthcare? Anyway, Adam Smith Connor, he was in the British Army Reserve and he fought in Afghanistan. So he was given a fine by the local authorities. It was in Bournemouth where he was doing this. And they then asked him about the nature of his prayer. They want to know what's going on inside your head. So he's simply praying because he doesn't approve what's happening. He would like to be able to save little children. So there's a public spaces protection order. So anyone to commit any act or attempted act of approval of disapproval, they're saying things, writing things, counseling people, showing any images, that's all criminalized. This is the sort of thing which is worthy of Putin's Russia. Now, there are other victims of this legislation, Isabel Vaughan Spruce, but she was acquitted, and Father Sean Goff, a Catholic priest, they were also found not guilty. So they've had support from various organizations. So the police should concentrate on actual crime instead of thought crimes. So the police are clearly very one-sided in this one. It's very hard to get the police to come for anything. But there they will, because they're so woke. They're really on the side of the abortion industry. They will go and arrest people who've not done any harm to anyone. And it's scandalous that Adam Smith Connor was ever arrested. This piece of legislation is outrageous. And the police, they exercise discretion. They choose not to enforce the law all the time. If it's cigarette smuggling, they sometimes let that go. They've got bigger fish to fry. If it's petty theft, they just don't want to know about it. Burglary, they will send you a form to fill out for an insurance claim, something like that. But if it's something which is saving kids, they can't possibly have that. So, you know, some women are in a crisis pregnancy. Okay, deserving of sympathy. But who created that situation? It's that woman and her man. Is for them to deal with. It's not for a daughter or son to pay the price. And no, murder is never a solution. But Adam Smith, Connor, he bitterly regrets what he did. Unfortunately, he can never bring back his son. He happens to know it was his son. But what he can do is to save other children. And he's tried so hard to do that. And he's surely expunged what he did so many years ago. Obviously, there is a way back. There is forgiveness. There is love for people who've done what he did. And he's got the moral decency and the valor that you just don't find amongst so many other people who recognize he made a terrible, terrible mistake. And it's very troubling that people are going to be criminalized for not harming anyone. Whereas on the other hand, if you stab someone to death, if you rip a person's legs off and a person's arms off and a person's head off, if you cause that person to bleed to death, if you asphyxiate someone, or indeed if you inject someone with a deadly poison in the heart to cause cardiac arrest, you're absolutely legally in the clear, so long, of course, as that person is in utero at the time. So attempting to save a child, that's what's criminalized. But it's not a crime to prevent a crime, is it? You know, and if we're going to talk about choice, what about Adam Smith Connor's choice to stand where he wants with the Odysseus going on inside his mind when he wants to demonstrate, to show support or whatever at the relevant location? And this is the pertinent place, and not have to do it away. So it's oppressive to say demonstrations will only be allowed when they're completely ineffective. And the legislation is supposed to stop interference with the decision. But the abortionist industry, they always hide behind this word choice. And if they're really into promoting choice, they'll be happy for women going in to be reminded of their other option, even to the last minute, to have pro-life activists, even in the execution chamber, reminding the woman that she could change her mind. There is another way. She could change her mind back and come back to the abortion facility any day later. But, you know, once you've gone down that, once you've taken the pill, or the second pill or whatever, or had those weapons inserted into her, that's it. You know, there's no going back. You can never, ever get that girl or boy back again. So it proves how anti-choice they are. And they're against a woman's right to do what she wants with her own body by standing outside one of these so-called clinics, demonstrating a man's right to do what he wants with his own body. They're against a freedom of conscience. You see how they're trying to take it away, just they're taking away from the children, these girls and boys. All their choices are gone now because they're dead. Reproductive rights, these girls and boys, they will only be able to exercise their reproductive rights if they're born and they grow up, and then they can choose to reproduce or not. I read a particularly specious and spurious abortionist article the other day saying, oh, pro-lifers, you have to be in favor of the missing link, because we know there was an evolutionary missing link in between humans and apes. You're going to try and save them too. Well, it's completely academic because they don't exist, so we're not going to waste time with that one. And saying you value human DNA and so on, so do you value people's hair? Well, no, I don't. One person's hair is a cell of that person's body, whereas an embryo is the entire person's body, entire person's life. Or skin cells fall off somebody, trying to save that? No, because they fall off all the time and it doesn't kill the person. So this is completely bogus, totally false comparison. And that's what they're reduced to, the abortion industry, to try and make it seem somehow acceptable what they are doing. Because if you want to save an embryo, you must be an evil person. So it's child-hating, it's bigoted, it's cruel, it's violent, it's vicious. That's what all this abortionist legislation is, trying to criminalize people from saving children. On the other hand, they're allowed to lie to people, say that these babies are, you know, are not human, never use the word baby, girl, or boy, or child, and say, claim that they feel pain and all that kind of thing. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and save Adam Smith Connor. Goodbye.